from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If you listen to the show over the years, you know I don't completely like messing with the space-time continuum. I don't like, if you take one thing out, what the possibilities are of screwing something up that had happened, right? Mm-hmm. That our current situation is our current situation. And if we mess with any of it, well, our current situation wouldn't be our current situation. Who knows where we would be? But for these hypothetical purposes, Mac has come up with a question, which I think will make you think. So Mac, if the outcome, we're changing the outcome of something involving the Chiefs, and you've gone down a dangerous road for me here.
It sends you into some sort of mind craze. You know, you can't stop thinking about it. There's so many options here. So here's the question. Changing the outcome. If you could change the outcome of the Patriots AFC title game back there in 2019 or the Bengals AFC title game loss, which one are you changing?
That's a good one.
The Bengals game to me was more heartbreaking.
Yes, definitely.
Like,
yes.
The Pats, I was like, it's
the Pats.
It's the Pats.
I'm going to take the Pats.
And the Bengals one was more gut punching. Like, hey, yeah, man, what are you trying to invade ours? I thought we had a thing going.
That was us. Yeah.
Like,
well, beating the Bengals is always great.
Why have you invaded our stage?
I put it this way. Tom Brady got a ring because of that. And when you're thinking about Mahomes chasing Tom Brady, he's got the 7. That would have been 6. And maybe Mahomes is sitting at 4.
Yeah.
And that's a lot closer, right?
Oh, yeah.
They lost the head-to-head. That's a 2-game swing when they played in the Super Bowl together, which if you're looking at how close Mahomes could be, I would take the 1 away from Brady and put Mahomes in that Super Bowl. So I'm going to go the Pats game, even though I love to see when the Bengals lose all the time. But this would keep Tom away from another ring, right? So I have to think about that.
Because I think we just assume they would win whichever one they're in, because that's how fandom works.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, like you don't have to look at anything else. You're like, well, if I got to that game, we're going to win.
100%.
Even though we've been to that game and haven't won. But anyway, when you don't make it, you're sure you're winning it. So the Chiefs are winning that game, whichever one of these they avenge, right?
The Rams. Yeah.
But yeah, that's why I have to err on the side, even though I think the Bengals game hurt more, the loss hurt more. And the Patriots one was so unexpected still that even though it was right there, it was still part of the, oh my gosh, we got to one of these games. There was still that part of it, much like the 14 World mm-hmm. Series. Walking down the 14 World Series, I wasn't ticked. It was, oh my gosh, they got to the stage. How awesome was that? And it wasn't anything about oh my man, they blew an opportunity there on the biggest stage and they never got there. It was, oh my God, that was awesome. I think it was a little bit of that with the first Pats games. I'm like, they're going to get here again. It'll be fine. But now, since that point in time, I would think I would say, give me the Patriots game, because yes, I'm playing the subtraction legacy game at this point in time.
Yep.
That if he doesn't have scoreboard against Mahomes, that's one less off the Mahomes-Brady scoreboard.
I would take that too.
You know, and again, I'm playing as if we're going and winning it, so Mahomes would have a ring. Maybe he doesn't, but Brady would definitively have one less.
Yep, and then that's huge. Let me go one step further here, Mac and Kling. 2018, the Tennessee Titans game. Does Andy Reid go Nick Saban when he pulled Jalen Hurts out of the national title game in halftime and put Tua in and they win the game? Ooh. If Mahomes comes in that game instead of Alex Smith finishing it, what happens? Because Mahomes is lighting up the defense every day in practice. Like, he was that good. You don't just get to be MVP and then the year before you weren't that level. That playoff game, if Mahomes gets substituted at halftime, what happens?
And some of you want to throw in the Tampa game too, because that's a great one too. Like, literally, the Tampa Super Bowl is great too, because if you could change the outcome, you definitively have a ring as well.
That's a two-game swing.
You have over Brady and a ring, definitively. Yep. Obviously, if you beat the Pats, it doesn't necessarily mean you win, right? The Tampa Super Bowl would be the third component. We just asked about the two, but the third component I think is a valid one too. Like, you definitively have it. A few of the texts are still pointing out, if we win that Pats game, we don't get Spags. And that's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
They don't. Definitively turn over that defense if you get to a Super Bowl, let alone win a Super Bowl. That, although we've seen them still make changes with wins, you know what I mean?
Like, for sure.
They're really good at that. That's the first time. I think that was a definitive line in the sand where you changed. And some people said, I would change the Bengals game for one reason from the 8-1-6. If we beat the Pats, we don't change defensive coordinators, and our defense never gets better.
Well, it's a good point, but I look at it this way, Mac, and I brought this up before. You know, Brady's sitting there with a 7. Mahomes is a 3.
Yep.
Really a 2-game swing. Because if they beat the Pats in that AFC title game, right? Takes one away from Brady and possibly gives Mahomes. Let's say they go on and win the Super Bowl. Bad. The Rams beat the Chiefs earlier this season. It was a great game.
54-51, yep.
Let's say they win. And Mahomes is sitting there with 4 and Brady at 6. And then, like Klink said, that Super Bowl, you flip that. Mahomes has 5. Brady has 5. Really, 2 games is what switches Mahomes and Brady from having the same amount of rings.
Ugh.
Seriously.
Legacy defining.
It looks far apart now. It's 7-3. But 2 games difference makes it 5-5.
Mm.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.